Thank you, Ian. Back to some more news items now. Norwich City footballers have been having fun whilst training and also make a welcomed visit to local schools. A colourful Pride March last weekend and awards for East Anglian Brewers and YMCA Norfolk. Add to that, charity punting and flying ants. Quite a mixture. Canaries stars were snapped during a team-building exercise over the weekend. Groups of players had built makeshift rafts made from empty barrels that had been tied together with wooden beams. It occurred during the club's training camp last week at the Lensbury Resort in southwest London. None of the players appeared to be very successful at building a raft, with many ending up in the Thames. City maestro Paris Magoma looked particularly concerned with what his teammates had built for him to board. The exercise came fresh off the back of the club's 2-0 win over Premier League Fulham in a behind-closed-doors friendly. One particular photo tickled City fans, with centre-half Harry Darling having very much suffered the consequences of a poorly made raft as he floated in the river. Canaries fans will be hoping that City won't be capsizing like the player-built raft as they vie for a return to the Premier League.
Pupils were given a behind-the-scenes look into life as a professional footballer. Norwich City duo Jacob Wright and Kellen Fisher visited the Coleman schools in Norwich. Quizzed by the pupils, the pair spoke about what it takes to become a pro, both physically and mentally, as well as offering health, fitness and nutrition advice. Georgia Guy, executive head teacher at the Coleman School, said, "With everyone getting swept up by World Cup fever over the last few weeks, this was a great time to be visited by two stars of Norwich City." She praised the players for their openness and engagement with pupils during the visit. Georgia said, "Jacob and Kellen were fantastic guests and ambassadors of the club, answering all our pupil questions with great insight and honesty."
Norwich Pride is always a display of colour, and this year was no different. Crowds lined the city streets on Saturday to take in the multicoloured displays. Communities and organisations from across the county came together to show their pride. From ketchup bottles to dogs, there was lots of colourful images.
Two East Anglian brewers are raising a glass after scooping a top industry award. Norwich-based Boudica Brewing Company and Humberdowsey Brewing Company from Bacton in Suffolk won the Outstanding Collaboration Award at this year's Taste Buds Collaboration Awards for their Celtic Crush Strawberry Saison. The 5.2% drink impressed judges with its blend of traditional East Anglian heritage, locally sourced ingredients and innovative brewing techniques. Emma Pinder, owner and director of Boudica Brewing Company, said, "I'm unbelievably chuffed and it's totally unexpected. It's been a pleasure to work with Humberdowsey. Our breweries both have historical names and it's a perfect partnership celebrating the two counties' heritages."
A project supporting children and young people's mental health has received international recognition. YMCA Norfolk's Professional Therapeutic Pathway was named the winner of the inaugural Global Community Wellbeing Impact Awards at the 21st YMCA World Council in Toronto, Canada. It is the first organisation globally to receive this accolade. The project, funded by the Norfolk and Suffolk Integrated Care Board, has reduced waiting times for children and young people in Norfolk from more than a year to less than 55 days. John Lee, Chief Executive of YMCA Norfolk, said, This award is international recognition of the difference being made here in Norfolk. We are incredibly proud to be the first organisation to receive the Global Community Wellbeing Impact Award. Judges praise the innovative approach to reducing waiting times and its commitment to providing holistic, relationship-based care that supports young people and their families.
The Great Punt Run is set to celebrate its centenary this year. The Norfolk Punt Club, which has a long-standing relationship with the Nancy Oldfield Trust, turns 100. In a unique challenge, participants are navigating an approximately 50-mile journey from Norwich to Neatshead using various types of watercraft. Starting near Norwich Yacht Station, they'll paddle through the city on stand-up paddleboards, rafted canoes and pedal-powered craft. As participants move out of Norwich, they will switch to the traditional Norfolk punt to complete the final stages of the journey. A trust-owned yeoman, sailed by a volunteer, will also join the punt, jointly marking the finishing of the event. The Great Punt Run aims to raise funds for the Nancy Oldfield Trust, which offers accessible boating experiences and accommodation on the Norfolk Broads for disabled and disadvantaged people. The money raised will support the Trust's plans to replace its jetty walkways, ensuring continued access for all abilities.
Millions of flying ants are set to take to Norfolk skies once again as the county heads into the UK's annual summer swarming season. Flying Ant Day, the moment when winged ants emerge from their colonies en masse to mate, typically occurs in mid to late July, triggered by a spell of hot, humid weather. Despite the dramatic swarms, the insects are generally harmless and are considered more of a nuisance than a threat. Merlin Environmental estimates that about 90% of the flying ants seen in the UK are black garden ants, which have weak mandibles that cannot bite through human skin and do not have a stinger. However, red ants can both bite and sting, and are capable of delivering a painful, venomous nip if they feel threatened.